Welcome to lesson 203 now in our series in book four. Book four is God's purpose for my life, God's will for my life. And we're looking at really our character. And here we're talking specifically about another character attribute of God. And this one is his diligence, how diligent he is in his pursuit of me and his growth of me. And we call this annoying attributes of God, or why he's God and I'm not. I think this is one of the things I love. I love going through this because we can see just how annoying God is because of who I am. So let's click on the screen and take a look at this, okay? So if you click, I got a question for you. Have you ever wondered why God's agenda seems at odds with mine sometimes? There are times when God annoys me as I've tried to follow him, just because of who he is. He's a perfect God who is diligent. Remember, we looked at that word in the last lesson. He's diligent to mold me to be more like his son. In other words, his full attention, he gives everything focused in on molding me as his child to be like his son. So let's look at some of those areas where he's really annoying that helps us understand how diligent he is and why it's annoying to us. First, he's invisible. Job 9:11 says, if he goes by me, I don't see him. That's really annoying, the fact that I can't see him. Why can't he just show up? Secondly, he's a perfectionist. Matthew 5:48, Jesus said, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Can you think of anything more annoying than that? Or how about this one? He's really hard to please. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. In other words, nothing you do, whether you serve at church, you're nice to people, you give money, mean anything to God, if you don't trust in who he is as a person. Next one, he says, my life is his. Ezekiel 18:4 says, behold, all souls are mine. You belong to him, whether you like it or not. Now, this next one's really hard. He says you shouldn't worry. Matthew 6:27 says, who by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? In other words, don't worry because it's a waste of your time. Okay, yeah, sure, Jesus. That's all I do is worry. How about the next one? He says, I should never try to get even. Proverbs 20:22 says, don't say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, he'll save you. Don't have an attitude of you need to repay someone who's hurt you. The next one's nuts. He says, I should pray for my enemies. Luke 6:27 to 28, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. Now, is that not annoying? But that is exactly what God expects. How about the next one? He isn't easy to follow. Mark 8:34, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. How about the next one? He's not politically correct. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is no other way. Look at the next one. He takes everything personally. Matthew 25:40. Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. These are annoying. Now, in our class, when we go through these, there's 40 of them. I'm highlighting here just a group of them. But the reason they're so annoying is because when I try to do things the way I want, I quickly discover how incapable I am without him. That's why he's God and I'm not, because I'm broken, because I can't live in a way that really satisfies me. I need him because of who I am, truthfully. This is the diligence of God, how he comes after us, and he never lets us go. This is lesson 203.